K-State Nation, this is another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State, Eddie Greer coming to you from Manhattan, Kansas on this Thursday. Here as, okay, there you go, January 18th, 2024. Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State. We did have Alex back on the podcast last night. And if I can't figure out, well, first off, If I can't figure out how to get Podbean to, what's the word I'm looking for? Kind of transfer over to the main feed where you listen to your podcast with the episodes of this podcast, then we're just going to have to leave that kind of as a bonus episode. So, me and Alex, I did have Alex on the podcast last night. We did do a focus, kind of like, okay, Patreon, but I don't have that, so I have Podbean instead, so the other P involved in that as well. So if you don't have Podbean, the Purple Project Podcast is on as well, and there are a couple episodes there. There are a couple episodes on that possibility there, so yeah. So we're going to call that our extra fee there. So you can get some, maybe potentially I can get some listeners. Well, not some, potentially get other listeners of this podcast on the main feed over to that channel as well. So I'm going to post that later on or as soon as this is done here as I'm recording this before work. So. Anyway, yeah, I didn't get much rest last night, so we recorded that podcast and had another phone call to take as well. But getting you all squared away there, kind of steering this thing back on the railroad tracks here. So me and Alex had Alex back on the podcast officially last night over on the Podbean channel. It's still the Pro Project Podcast, so definitely if you want more coverage, which I have a lot of episodes I need to publish on that, then go to that channel, because I'll have that up in possibly an older episode that did not get published way back before football season there. So I'll have that. So kind of the special guest episodes will be on that channel, because I can't get it recorded on this because it's being a you know what from the fall. So we have a system going now, and I'm not going to mess that up. So you'll still hear episodes from our main channel, but we'll have our extra bonus of content coming from the Podbean channel. And I know from what Alex told me last night that he's going to be available for a couple of days next week. So we're going to have a couple of bonus content on that as well. So definitely, Purple Project Podcast, if you don't have Podbean, get it, download it, and make sure you find the Purple Project Podcast on that as well. I'll have this up probably this afternoon, later on this afternoon, to see how everything goes while I'm at work. Speaking of which, let's get it all squared away. Get y'all squared away. Get y'all caught up with what y'all missed. K-State men basketball, of course, coming off the Lubbock heartbreak in Lubbock, find a way to upset Baylor in overtime, keeping Jerome Tate's unbeaten streak alive since coming here to Manhattan, Kansas. 10-0 now in that front there. What a physical battle that was. Me and Alex talk about it more on a bonus episode there, which I will get that published this afternoon. I'm not going to promise anything, but I will get to that. So I'll let you guys know about it on the Friday episode tomorrow. And how about this? The K-State women's basketball team went down to Fort Worth for TCU, right? And this is also on the Me and Alex podcast from last night. TCU had a forfeit because they're dealing with too many injuries. So K-State did get the win on the Big 12 side, which is, yes, important. And, yes, they're the only undefeated team now in the conference while not picking it up in the overall. I don't understand that. So I'm going to save that for that bonus content that I was talking about, I've been preaching about on this episode of this podcast. So I'll save that for your listen on that one. And then, last but not least, I wanted to get to K-State baseball here on this episode with all things K-State sports, Eddie Greer III, right? So, K-State, right there, and a couple of days ago, the K-State baseball Twitter tweeted out pretty much a month from K-State baseball and where K-State baseball is right now, 24th preseason. Now, that's been coming up pretty much every time I've been seeing tweets about or retweets about K-State baseball. So here's what the Big 12 teams are at right now. And, of course, you throw in the new teams in there, right? The UCFs, the BYUs, the Houstons, the Cincinnati's of the world. TCU, of course, you know what you're going to get from them, right? Top 10 team. They're ranked preseason, ranked fifth as I'm recording this podcast, right? Okay, so Texas, they're usually a good baseball team, right? They're 16th, Texas Tech 21st, and your Kansas State baseball team, Batcats, led by Pete Hughes, back again. Hopefully, we also talked about a little bit about baseball, too, on the back end of that bonus episode of the Basketball Pod last night. Again, Purple Project Podcast, Podbean, download it, search Purple Project Podcast. You'll find a couple episodes on there, but I'm going to try to get the rest of those up there. But first, I'm going to get the Basketball Pod up there and then go from there. And then K-State Baseball sitting there, 24th in the country. So, a lot going on right there. When it comes to, yeah, K-State, yeah, a lot of it's shown. The D1Baseball.com has K-State 24th as well. NCAA has that as well. This is preseason that we're talking about with K-State Baseball. And a lot of anticipation around them. And, of course, got to bring up the old dog talking about missing out on the NCAA tournament last year on the playoffs. Yeah, so there's going to be a lot of motivation on that. You got a couple good players on this roster as well. So look, this team's going to be highly motivated. They should have made a tournament last year, and they're going to be right there in the thick of it on pretty much on the front end of it if they can play up to their potential for sure. So I'm excited for K-State baseball, and obviously Major League Baseball pitchers and catchers report in a few weeks on that front. so we're getting hyped up here. I keep going back to this a lot of football, obviously, football is in the rearview mirror now. We're going to come back to it with Alex, and hopefully at some point next week. We've been talking a lot about men's and women's basketball because that's what's going on right now. But here's what we got track going on that's been going on lately. K-State indoor track. They can't run outside because it's too damn cold with this Arctic front just sitting on the Midwest. Now kind of moving off to the Northeast, it looks like. But it's still going to be supposed to be cold, at least for Saturday's concern as well. That's why one of the races that was supposed to be running events that was supposed to be up in KC got moved to next week. So it's going to be a big week across the board for yours truly, Eddie Greer, the third Pro Project Podcast there as well. So, and I wanted to go over that. So, yeah, so 24th in the country. Yeah, tickets are on sale right now as I'm speaking on this podcast here on this early Thursday morning right here. So yeah, that was very weird topic along with that. So, and speaking of which, while we talk about all things K-State, let's go ahead and see what track and field has been up to here a little bit. I'm not going to go into it briefly here, obviously, but of course, a week ago, let's see, I'm going to go ahead and stop on in here for a bit. They had the KU-KSU Wichita State Triangular last weekend. Monique Hardy, I know for a fact, broke the K-State school and triangular meet record there down over there in, what was it? Yeah, in Lawrence, Kansas last weekend there. Yeah, so, yeah, she surpasses current Olympian, Janae Kasanovic's previous school record here. Look, Monique Hardy put up a 22.13 foot, which equaled out to over a 72 and a half foot throw. She surpasses Kasanovic, which we talked about her on this podcast and maybe a future special guest episode. Well, I always have to see about that again. Like I've been saying the last several episodes of the show, once February rolls around, hopefully everything will settle down and I can get back into a more of a rhythm there. Which she set back in 2017, Kasanovic put up a 71.675 back in 2017 there as well. So that's just a blimp of what indoor track's been doing, really the field side's been doing that. So Monique Hardy, the junior, getting it done there as well. And we're going to end the podcast here, episode on this show, with kind of a check-in on the K-State men's standings right now, heading into the weekend. Obviously, they're going to be playing. Let's see if I can do two things at one time here. Standings, there we go. So we have, yeah, so K-State here sitting really a tie for first place, a four-way tie for first. And they got 0-4 Oklahoma State this weekend. KU, Baylor, which they just beat. Tex Tech, which K-State should have beat. And K-State, all of them, 3-1 in the conference right now. You have three teams tied at 2-2. Big 12 conference record anyways with Oklahoma, BYU, TCU. Actually, take that back. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Damn. 7 teams at a record of 2-2. Houston, Oklahoma, BYU. Let's run this back again. TCU, Cincinnati, Iowa State, and UCF. UCF, attention alert, attention alert. I didn't think they'll be this good. We also, you know, I also dive on into that a little bit on the bonus edition that you will catch once that's up this afternoon as well. So definitely I'll point you guys out to that on the Twitter. You can follow me at Eddie_EG3 on that. I'm not very active on there anymore as I once was. So I do retweet K-State content or here and there. When I watch a game, I will tweet out everyone now and then. But yeah, feel free to do that. You'll get the latest updates on K-State there and get a tweet about the podcast. So I'll definitely go on there at some point later this evening and let you guys know about the bonus episode that we posted, me and Alex did together on the Podbean channel late last night. So 7 teams at 2-2. And then the stunner, probably, yep, Texas. And Rodney Perry, 1-3, not happy with some of the UCF players last night after the game, putting the horns down. But, hey, you know, got to say, hey, you win, you don't get that. You don't get this. Still, people are still doing that. Don't tell Leah Carter that. Don't tell her that. Texas, 1-3. West Virginia, 1-3. And Oklahoma State, K-State's opponent this weekend, met on the men's side, 0-4. On the ladies' side this weekend, it's the rival from Lawrence, Kansas. So, yeah. So, there you go. So, it's a log jam up at the front right now. And K-State could easily, and the way that their schedule kind of shook out a little bit, they could be sitting there 4-0. That's crazy. With no, obviously, the Naquan Thomas situation, Quez Glover out for the rest of the year. You're going to have some young guys. I've been saying it. Young guys going to have to step up. Young guys going to have to step up. And kudos to RJ Jones. I want to see, again, I've been telling y'all about Jarrell Cobra, or he needs more minutes. Yeah, you're going to have to create depth with this Jerome Tang and their staff. Going to have to try to find a way to create more depth. And that's at least trying to get these young guys more minutes there. And maybe it starts right there, RJ Jones. You got no Data Ames nursing that ankle. So what you do, you put RJ Jones in there. It comes up huge in the overtime. And then really sets up the game-winning three by Arthur Kaluma and a foul. And one on top of that there was sealed the deal on Baylor the other night. So I'd like to see that as well, but absolutely. So there you go on that front. What catching you guys up on the list. I know there has been a couple of episodes in the last couple of days. So that's been what's been going on with K-State, obviously, there. And getting ready for baseball season in less than a month here in Manhattan, Kansas. So a lot going on there. And we'll have an episode tomorrow on the main channel. I don't know what it's going to be. Probably going to be a preview of the Oklahoma State. We're going to strike the side of any news breaks off either basketball court or coming from football. We'll have it on the Friday episode as well. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State. You can get it wherever podcasts are found. We're going to get this Thursday rolling here and get the Friday here. If this is your first time listening to the Pearl Project Podcast, welcome on board. Thank you for finding us here and giving us a listen today. If you love what you're hearing, definitely make sure you subscribe to the podcast. And again, I'm going to make a plug for the Podbean channel. We don't have Patreon, but we do have an extra channel, Podbean. Yes, go there, subscribe. I know there's like only three episodes there. I recorded another one. I think it was during the K-State Sports Saturday. I was trying to get that over there. I failed miserably, so I might as well just go ahead and go post all of those episodes while we're at it. And then you guys, and then we'll definitely post more next week there. It'll be our bonus content channel there, latest there. I'll have Alex on that and our special guest on that as well. So definitely go check it out there. Just give those a listen as well. There's going to be more coming from that channel in the upcoming months as we start to get into 2024. But that's going to wrap things up on this catch-up edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State, Eddie Greer. Big thanks to Alex. And finally, getting back on the podcast last night, excuse me, out there in Santa California, Eddie Greer here in Manhattan, Kansas. This has been another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast. Go Cats. We'll talk to y'all tomorrow.